website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Hungry as a bear? Hi, Kamui Lee. It's Big G here. If you're craving some mouth-watering chicken, head on over to Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin. Mondays mean a four-piece chicken dinner with fries. And let me tell you, it's perfectly fried, moist, and delicious. And those fries, don't even get me started. Trust me, if I'm full, you will be too. Lena's Bar and Grill is open every day at 11:30, offering nightly specials, hosting social events, and catering for up to 100 guests. Find us off of Highway 13 on Grand Street in downtown Glidden, Wisconsin, the Black Bear capital of the world.
We've got a pretty crazy show on our hands here.
Every morning, yeah.
Laughs all morning.
We laugh.
Music all day.
98 Q.
So
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jurors in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial are resuming deliberations at this hour. They're starting by listening to key testimony in the case, says ABC's Perry Russum.
The jury pausing deliberations yesterday to ask two questions. The first, a request to rehear testimony from Trump's former fixer Michael Cohen and former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker regarding a meeting in Trump Tower in 2015 where prosecutors say Trump, Cohen, and Pecker hatched a scheme to bury damaging stories about Trump, a catch-and-kill agreement. The second question from the jury requested the judge to reread his jury instructions.
Justice Samuel Alito is rejecting a request from congressional Democrats to recuse himself from two cases related to January 6th. That after two different flags carried by January 6th protesters were seen flying outside two of Alito's homes. U.S. economy growing at a sluggish pace, 1.3% from January through March. This is ABC News. President Biden is taking the day to remember his son. ABC's Karen Travers has a story from Washington.
Today marks 9 years since President Biden's son, Beau, passed away from brain cancer. The president is spending the day with family in Delaware, as he traditionally does. He attended Mass with the First Lady and family members at St. Joseph's on the Brandywine, his Catholic church in Wilmington, and visited Beau's grave there. The president spoke about his son at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day on Monday.
As it is for so many of you, the pain of his loss is with me every day as it is with you. Still sharp, still clear.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
New research now suggests people who get the HPV vaccine are dramatically less likely to get several types of cancers. The study shows reductions in cervical cancers as well as some types of head and neck cancers. The vaccine is recommended for all children at 11 or 12 years old, but only about 63% of teens are currently vaccinated. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Perry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Americans are drinking less milk than ever. Milwaukee Magazine reports fluid milk consumption has been dropping since the USDA began tracking it in 1975. Milk-like beverages made from almonds, oats, and soy are largely to blame. Wisconsin is the second leading milk-producing state in the nation behind California. Summer's coming. Wisconsin spends 11 more days than we used to, with highs in the 90s or hotter. Roop Singh of the Red Cross Red Crescent Climate Center says heat waves are a silent killer.
We don't see the same images that we see when there's an extreme flooding event or hurricanes, but heat waves are only second to disease epidemics in terms of the lives lost from natural hazards.
Sunday is Heat Action Day. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Earlier today, we sat down with VFW Post 690's Commander Jason Janicek to discuss the upcoming D-Day anniversary plans.
Like I said, there's just two of us that are affiliated with the Chequamegon Veterans that enjoy doing these historical presentations, and we want to give something back to the community and also pay tribute to the memory of our military service members. And one way we do that is by focusing on some of these significant anniversary events and then tying it in locally. Like, for example, we're talking about, you know, D-Day was the largest seaborne invasion and the largest war that our nation fought in. Very historical, pivotal moment in that war. And so we're talking about the big picture, and then we're also going to weave in stories of local families to let people know that history still touches us all and that we all are affected by it. For example, one of the families that we're talking to is a soldier who had fought through World War II, and he ended up dying on D-Day, and we talk about him and his service, and then but then we also talk about his family back home, what they were going through, because they have their own stories.
Those with stories or seeking more info can email ashlynddday@gmail.com. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Packers OTAs continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers had a lively practice outdoors with 11-on-11 in helmets and shorts. There is a proposal from the players' union to cancel all off-season workouts next year in exchange to reporting for training camp earlier in July. I asked the Packers' new running back, Josh Jacobs, on his reaction.
You do look forward to that time off because, in reality, we don't get a lot of time off.
Right.
But, you know, especially for the guys with families, man, you know, you kind of want to spend that time and enjoy that time.
Sure.
At the end of the day, too. tool. I think you got to keep the main thing, and, you know, football is the main thing.
Baseball, the Brewers jumping out to a 7-1 lead. They went on to beat the Cubs 10-6. Home runs from Christian Yelich, Willie Adames, and outfielder Blake Perkins.
Yeah, it was great. Joey set the tone, and then Yelly came up huge for us and just really let everybody know that, hey, guys, we can get on this guy. I'm just proud of our guys, the way they came out.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The series wrapping up today with sports. I'm Mike Clements.
I wish the best of luck to the Mellon softball team as they're in action today taking on Thorpe. They can win that game. They go off to state, so good luck to the Mellon softball team today. They're playing Thorpe down in Athens. And the Prentice golf team headed off to state Monday, Tuesday down in Kohler. Lakeland also qualifying as a team. Coach Nikki Hakenen and some of the golfers will join us tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock live here on the morning show on 98Q Country.
Yeah, Pure Earth Worm Farm and Greenhouse in Phillips, Wisconsin all starts with a worm. No chemicals, period. They grow plants and vegetables the natural way with old-fashioned soil biology and soil temperature. The secret? A blend of worm castings and manure biochar holding all the good bacteria in the soil, resulting in incredible produce. Pick up your organic potting soil and all-natural yard care products for a lush, healthy backyard. Feed your family to tasteful, nutritious, organically grown vegetables, flowers, and plants. Open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Pure Earth Worm Farm and Greenhouse just past Price Electric on Springs Drive in Phillips, Wisconsin, where they're more organic than organic.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 75 with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. A few scattered thunderstorms after midnight, 52. Tomorrow, cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high right around 70. We're back to 74 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
There's a whole lot more brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Why do I have the only woman who believed in me religiously?
Always first with new music.
98Q Country.
Stay enough. I can't sleep without.
Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
Whiskey, how they wake up, take on off night.
featuring Ernest. It's called Cowgirls in 98Q Country, 22 minutes after 9 o'clock. If you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary today, you share your day with these other significant celebrities. Winona Judd from the Judds is 60 today. Stephen Tobolowsky, the actor from Spaceballs, Mississippi Burning, Great Balls of Fire, 73 today. Gail Sayers, Bears fans, pro and college football Hall of Famer, is a friendship with fellow Chicago Bear Brian Piccolo, the subject of the 1971 movie Brian's Song. Billy D. Williams portrayed him in that film. Born on this day, 1943, football legend Gail Sayers passed in 2020. Michael J. Pollard. He was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for Bonnie and Clyde and Others. Born on this day, 1939, passed 2019. And Mel Blanc, he, for some reason on my social media reels, I see clips of him being interviewed on talk shows. He was the voice of so many of your favorite Looney Tunes characters, particularly Porky Pig, Bugs Bunny, the man of a thousand voices, just absolutely incredible. And if you don't know who Mel Blanc is, go on YouTube, type in Mel Blanc, B-L-A-N-C, and see some interviews. They have videos of him behind the scenes doing the voices. It's more entertaining than watching the cartoon itself. Elmer Fudd was actually originally voiced by somebody else, and then he took over. And just so many of the voices. And he did others other than the Looney Tunes, too. He did Barney Rubble. He did Dino on the Flintstones. He did Mr. Spacely on the Jetsons. He just an amazing, amazing voice talent. Mel Blanc, B-L-A-N-C. Again, if you don't know who he is, go on YouTube. 5 hours later, you'll thank me. 1908, Mel Blanc was born. He passed in 1989.
It's time to seize the moment. Trust the team at Round Lake Marina to get you on the water with dock and lift installation services and premium boat rental and sales. They carry the brands you love. Sea Ark, Godfrey, Nautique, Panda, Shore Station, and Pure Pleasure. They're raising the bar for your summer experience, ensuring endless fun and relaxation on the water. Live free, have fun. Visit us at 12480 County Road B in Hayward, Wisconsin, or online at roundlakemarina.com.
Let Lynn Stunkla Complete Rain Gutters ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Play at the lake that pays this summer at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Win thousands of dollars instantly on the hottest slot machines in the North Woods or at our sizzling blackjack or poker tables. Don't forget to join the Lake Club and receive up to $200 free play. And download the Lake of the Torches slots app for free online games. Satisfy your appetite with all-you-can-eat buffets or mouth-watering entrees. Then let your night come alive with fabulous entertainment. Summer's more fun at the lake.
Hey, hey, hey! Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located at Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
where strangers become friends and good times rule.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
I've wasted a paycheck on whiskey and long necks. Ever since you left, trying to figure this out. This jack I've been drinking's been wasted on thinking. Now I got a new reason for throwing them down. Light them up, pull them tall. Here's to
on your radio at 98.3 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store. 98Q Country.
Disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado.
at 9:38. It's 22 before 10. Well, the good local folks at your Park Falls BP always have a hot cup of coffee for you, favorite beverage, snack, maybe a little beverage for the weekend, all that. Your local Park Falls BP. They're right next to McDonald's, right on Highway 13. June 6th, here in Park Falls, of course. June 6th, an 80th observance of D-Day, the invasion on Normandy. And I mentioned this the other day. I want to mention it again. But if you're interested in history of that event, I watched something the other day that was just so, it was so fascinating to me. It was called The Hidden Side of World War II. And there's three episodes. And I've watched the first one, started to watch the second one last night, got interrupted. But the first one talks about the Normandy, the D-Day. And it's so cool. It talks about the strategy that went in behind and leading up to that. And if you're able to, on your smart TV, the Freevee, F-R-E-E-V-E-E, the Freevee app has it on there for free. Hidden Side of World War II. It's very interesting. Very interesting to look back at that. And hats off to Austin doing a nice job on our news of doing a little story on the observance going on up in Ashland and other places, I'm sure, around the area and around the state. Pass that along to you. Phillips Library has their big book sale going on 9 to 7 each day this week. If you want to stop on in there, it's going on through Friday. It continues next week also, but for best selection, of course, get in there for that Phillips Library book sale. And the Butternut Farmers Market craft sale, they're doing this the first Saturday of the month through the summer. So this Saturday, June 1st, 9 to 1 at the Pavilion, located right next to the Village Hall in Butternut on Michigan Street. They will, if you want to come down and be a vendor, it's free. Just come down and set up a booth for farmers market and crafts on Saturday and the first Saturday of each month from 9 to 1 in Butternut. Contact the Butternut Village Hall there. If you have any questions, they can certainly answer them. Community reminder for you from 98Q Country.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
The team at Forward Insurance would like to congratulate and salute our area graduates. Keep reaching for the stars as you move forward, and remember that the Forward Insurance team will always be in your corner and the first to respond in protecting you and your insurance needs, wherever your new road leads you in life. Have a beautiful journey from your independent Forward Insurance team in Park Falls and Phillips.
Get ready for May specials at D&D Tire and Auto in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They're not just about fixing cars and trucks. They're about building community. For every lube oil filter change this May, they'll donate $5 to the playground project at Old Abe Memorial Park. Plus, $39.99 on every brake and suspension service goes straight to the cause. New marine and power sport services available now. The 24-hour towing and reliable summer ready service. Trust D&D Tire and Auto on Highway 13. Join them in driving change and supporting their community.
Trusted for nearly 60 years, Phillips Medisize is a global leader in front-end design, development, and manufacturing solutions for highly regulated industries, and is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. Then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments. Uh-huh. You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of. Uh-huh. Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show. Ooh. It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Can you hear me now? Rascal Flatts,
Toby Keith,
Martina McBride.
I play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q.